Yeah, this the A Money Show. This your girl A Money coming on in 2 seconds.
DJ K-Ski, aight? He's Sick Radio DJ. And right about now, the A-Money Show DJ. And you're on the show, A-Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, aight? Let's go!
Yo. Me. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been jigged, man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bust that open. Might spend a couple thousand just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like your name, Hulk Hogan. Niggas move weight and style for living how Belkin. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bat. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands, true religion, trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. With killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. The boy a big kid. If I get hit, singing on a big kid. I don't know, man. I'm sitting on your whole body. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. The boy a big kid. If I get hit, singing on a big kid. I don't know, man. I'm sitting on your whole body.
And they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in 8-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town. Or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly. And the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn. And yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. The boy a big kid. If I get hit, singing on a big kid. I don't know, man. I'm sitting on your whole body. Damn, what you say about me? I don't know, man. The boy a big kid. if I get you swinging on a date too. I don't know, man, I think I know your whole life.
Whose show is this?
A-Money.
Whose show is this?
A-Money.
Whose show is this?
A-Money.
We doing it big in Niagara Falls, New York, right now on the A-Money show. We got an interview going on that needs no introduction. We'll be coming up shortly from KTV, NYC Stand Up. You in the building on the A-Money show. Call in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 347-633-9074. And this is where we're going to get it in at on the A-Money show. Y'all don't even know. Let's party. Like, we doing it big up here. We got guests over here in the building, Thickums Entertainment, traveled all the way to Niagara Falls, New York. So let's go ahead and party with Beyonce.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you all, my love. I told my girl you can get it. Don't slow it down, just let it go. Go with love, I'm giving all away. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. So
Ooh.
Yo, this your girl, A Money, and you back on the A Money Show. I'm giving it up to my girl, Miss Adrina from Mississippi. Addictive.
Watching to leave the room after a crazy fight. When I was never want to make love all night, and your God is calling out my name. I'm reaching for you, just a second. Can't wait till you come inside. See what my love's all about. Each time you touch my side, baby, giving me all you got. I love to live, nothing to say, just to see your smile break up my day. I'm stuck to you. If I had something so higher and higher, you'd take my feet. Ooh. I want you to be laying next to me, kissing me and touching me and holding me. Can't drink without you, drink without you. Just cause of the happy addiction. I just want you to be holding me next to me, kissing me and touching me and holding me. Can't breathe without you, can't breathe without you. You're the baby of me. Baby, I don't want this for me. Just want to be all the woman that you need. You know you do, you like it too. I can tell watching your body move. Take the world up and down all night long, make you treat me bad. Can't fight this feeling. I'm so addicted. I just want to be
Jordan, I skate 3.5 after party, getting raped. O2 Arena, London fell prey. 20,000 in attendance while I'm smoking on the stage. Had a house party, white girl sniffing paint. Not she on the molly, I'm just counting all the bang. Still smoking. Lenny Kravitz is the state. Rock my own sneaker, boy, cake.
But you wanna let the action on, the action on. I know you want it in the earthquake. You want to blow my belly out. You want that?
Young girl, Kwame some love.
Well, that's what it do. We waiting on Kwame to check in on the building. We got a lot of supporters over here in Niagara Falls waiting for him to call in. So everybody out there, please let him know to text me what's his number so I can pull him in. Thank you. Hold on the line while we do this for the N1, baby. Happy birthday to Tony out here in Niagara Falls. Yo, what's up, Tony? Okay. Yeah. That's what we do.
Talk about the staff of Don Davis.
Yo, this your girl, A Money. I'm opening up the lines because I see the NYC calling in right now. I just want y'all to show my guests some love. And everybody in the NYC, we love y'all. A Money loves the NYC. Your call lines are opening right now. So if you got some background noise, please put it on mute so I can hear what's going down. Show my man some love before you step up in the building, Sikkim's Entertainment. What it do, callers? We got callers, 917-688-804-503-518. It's going down, 516-233. Everybody, what's up?
What up, what up, what up? It's Kwame from KTV.
Kwame, you know I've been looking for your number. What number are you calling me from?
I'm calling from my business right now. I'm still grinding right now, so. But, you know, I was trying to reach you. You know you're busy. I'm busy, but I got you. I'm here now.
Somebody,
I heard a caller. She was calling in. Shout out to Teller Shay. I see you.
Kwame, what's up, Kwame?
Ain't nothing. Maintaining.
Kwame, what's your first three numbers of your number?
Myself, 347.
347. Okay, I got you. So,
yeah.
Just pull you in. Okay, you want the line now because everybody else's calls is going to go mute once we get up in the show. And
oh.
I'd like to apologize, you guys, because we got technical difficulties on Blog Talk Radio, you know, because we traveled to Niagara Falls, so we're having some difficulties. And I want to get this interview going on, you know, so it's all bumping off. And see what's popping with my man. So he needs no introduction. This is a phenomenal, the sexy. Y'all know what to do. All the callers in the building shout his name out one time. I don't hear y'all.
It's Kwame, man.
What's going on, bro?
What up?
Low bodies in the building, baby.
Low body, what's popping, man? What it
on,
is?
Man? Do your thing, brother. Huh?
Oh.
Repping that BX all day, you feel me?
You already know St. Mary's is what it is.
Jackson Avenue, Action Jackson in the building, you feel
ow.
Me? Yeah,
okay.
Kwame, do your thing. I'm
called
back in. I'm about to start this dinner, you feel me?
We're ready.
Yes, sir. Get that mixtape, everybody. KTV, all day.
All day, every day. But we
right.
Got some sexy lady on the phone.
That's Teller Shay. She's still on the phone?
Yeah, she's still on the phone.
Teller Shay, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just listening.
What up? Thank you for calling in. She got that
no
sexy
problem.
Voice, so I didn't know who it was. I was like, who? You know what I mean? I was getting distracted, man.
Right. You already know who she is, you know?
I didn't know who it was. I was about to holler for a minute. I didn't know who it was. I played.
You got to stop. I'm sipping on
like,
the wall,
okay,
man.
She got the sexy voice and everything.
Yeah.
And you all apologize that this was going on with your interview, but it's all good. We're going to ride it out. And callers, you're passing the bounce out of call love. We'll have to call back in if we need to bring you back in. If not, this interview will carry on again when we get back to Ohio. Right now, we put it down in Niagara Falls, New York, with the NYC up in the building. And... Special guest on for tonight. Y'all just don't know what's going on. He's matching with lots of celebs. And I say matching because we got Aussie Platinum producer Keith Klizark, who shows our show, A Money Show, much love all the time. So I'm team matching all day, every day. But everybody in New York, please download www.kushtalk.me. Get that right now. It's off the chain. I'm telling y'all. Y'all gotta get that. It's off the chain.
Yes.
Find out, you know, where were you actually born and raised with all this talent, you know, sexy swag. Born and raised.
Oh, I was born in the Bronx, Jackson Avenue. St. Mary's Project. That's where I'm originally from, you know? I'm right there in the South Bronx. That's where hip hop started. So, you know, it's only right I gotta have that swag. I gotta have that entrepreneurship, you know?
Right. We already know. We already know. So, again, like I said, I saw a caller just got kicked off. Sorry, again, caller. You could call back in. I'm still live right now. Earlier, it was kicking me off, so I don't know why. Maybe because, you know, all this money in the building. All this money in the building. They don't want us to take over the airways. But it's going down. It's going down right here. We got my man online who probably want to collab with you. Boot Mob and VA. I know he's down in ATL Big. I'll have my man for a second. Short, what's up?
What's going on, baby? I'm right there here in the A-Town where they get down. Get down or lay down. You know what I'm saying?
What it is.
I just been the city doing big things, just taking pictures and, you know, just having a ball right now. But it's back time to get back to work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going
to
be hitting the clubs up tonight.
Welcome to our guests. This show right now is going down in five, and I want you to introduce yourself to our guests because this is another big connection right here you want to stay connected with.
Yeah, definitely. It's Kwame from KTV. You know, shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to upstate, too, Orange County, Warwick. Shout out to y'all, too, you know. Lived there part of my life as well, but shout out to the whole New York, you know, and basically KTV is an entertainment channel for actors, for models, for musicians, dancers, you know, it's just an entertainment channel. It's a platform to put celebs on and basically to explain their upcoming projects, explain their history, to give some people an insight of what's going on in the industry. And also I showcase I let people showcase their talent. That's KTV Team Stars. You know, if you're a musician, actor as well, a model, a dancer, definitely you need to contact me. I got a new mixtape that's out. I mean, we're going to get into all that, but, you know, that's what KTV is about. KTV Team Stars. Shout out to all the supporters.
Well, of course, and I'm one of your number one supporters. KTV is going down. What you say, Troy? Like a crashing plane. But, of course, you know, we all want to know. See you later, Daddy. My father was in Sickles Entertainment Studios right here, and he's trying to get my attention to say bye. So just give it up. Give some love up for the A-Money Show.
Later, okay, girl.
A-Money.
So that's my dad. So you see where I get it from. You know, Entertainment in the blood. So, again, I love you. I thank you for coming on the show, showing some love. I mean, constantly you show support. I love it. I love it. I love it. I just can't – I don't have any words for it because, you know, once we connected, it was just like jelly. You know, it's just not – you got to cut in between that to break it apart. And I don't see no knife coming through all this thickness over here.
Yes.
So when did you get started, when did you get involved actually in acting, and actually what inspired you to become an actor?
Well, definitely since I was young. You know, I was exposed. When you're in New York City, you lie to be able to see a lot of entertainers. Like, I'm from the Bronx, so I'm from St. Mary's, Jackson Avenue. That's not far. That's a couple of blocks from Fat Joe, which he's from Forest Houses. So I used to see Fat Joe a lot of the times in 3rd Avenue, which is the shopping center. He had his two stores. He had Halftime, and he had a barbershop. So I used to run into Fat Joe in his barbershop and even see Big Pun,
wow.
R.I.P. Big Pun, you know. And even Swiss Beats, he was from my building, 700. You know, he was from Jackson as well, St. Mary's. But I didn't know him. My sister knew him. Because I was real young. But I used to see his grandmother all the time. She used to be on the bench in front of the building. That was the same time he was with Rough Riders, and he made the track for Jay-Z, Jigga. He made Jigga when he first was starting. So at that time, he wasn't a huge artist, but he had hits. So I used to be exposed to a lot of that. And when I was young, I used to do acting, go to a few classes. But I was young, and I didn't do it too long. Then later on, I ended up moving to upstate Orange County, you know, did a few acting classes here and there, cool atmosphere, met a lot of cool people.
So you
people.
Keep saying you're young. I mean, you said when you were young. I mean, you know, if you don't mind, how old are you?
Now, you know, I'm 24.
Baby. You still young. Oh, you keep saying when I was young. When I was young.
Yeah.
Still, God, you still doing it.
Yeah. Definitely. I'm 24, you know. So after that, I even went to Sullivan. I went to Sullivan Community College in Sullivan, upstate New York.
Okay.
And I used to rap and stuff. Like, even when I was in high school, I used to rap, too. I used to rap. It was in the group. Shout out to Crown Family. I used to rap. And then when I was in Sullivan, let me make a short story. There was a roommate I had, right?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the first day, everybody comes out the dorms. And basically, it was a big crowd. He was a rapper. But he used to dress kind of weird, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like kind of the new generation now. People dress kind of different. It's not weird, but it's not something you're accustomed to when you're coming from a different era. So he used to dress kind of different. So they didn't take him seriously as a rapper. Then that day, he just showed off and just went in on somebody, and he was a great rapper. And
okay.
This guy goes by the name of Charles Hamilton. And he's from Harlem, and he was signed to Interscope Records. He had a big song called Brooklyn Girls, and he was known also for his feud with Soulja Boy. So like,
okay.
I used to see him all the time rhyming. He used to take it real serious, and it just shows you right there, like, if you're consistent and you persistent at something and you got faith in something, you could make it and you could achieve your dream. So 2 years later down the line, I saw him on YouTube. He was rhyming with Kanye West in the game. I was like, wow, that was my roommate. That's crazy. So
right.
I was like, I mean, you know, it's possible. If you just have that faith, it's always possible.
It's always
possible.
Look at you. Look at me. You know, it's right here. It's right there. I mean, anybody, you know, tell them what they would do, you know, if they dreaming, you know what I'm saying, sleeping on the dream, actually. Need to do to get out there and get it popping. You know what I'm saying? I know what I was telling him, but we're going to do it that
way. Yep, definitely, man. And he's a great artist, and people used to laugh at him because the way he dressed, but he used to wear all the pink all the time, everything pink, kind of just not caring how he dressed, but he has skills. And like, people make fun of him when he was getting big, but they thought he was just doing it as a gimmick, but that's how he really was. That's how he used to dress, and he didn't care how nobody thought. And that's how you're supposed to be. Just be yourself and pursue your dream. Don't care what nobody is saying. And then, you know, even me, I was like, you know, my first video, to be honest, I did a video called Facebook No No. I started doing a video with my cell phone, recorded it, put it on Facebook, tagged all my friends in it. It was basically, I was coming at people that did weird stuff on Facebook. Like,
yeah.
It's a Facebook No No to do that, to, you know, write on somebody's walls. Stuff, silly stuff like that. It grabbed a lot of people's attention. They were laughing about it. From then on, I was like, you know what? Like, I should just do my own channel. Like, I should just do that.
Right.
I do my own channel. Put celebrities on it. Put my little comedy skits on it. My short films on it. So I was just doing my own thing independently. I didn't want a handout. I just felt like I could do it myself.
Right.
And from then on, I've been with several celebrities. You know, I just did I got the VH1 Love and Hip Hop interview with Erica Mena. She was super cool. She wasn't like how the reality show showed us. She was really, you know, she was really cool.
Right.
And really beautiful as well. So.
I'm trying to find out, how was it working with Big Pun?
I mean, I didn't work with him. I just used to see him. I used to see him when I was young. Used to see him at Fat Joe's Barbershop.
You used to see him out on the block doing their
thing? Yeah. I mean, he used to be, because Fat Joe was an entrepreneur. He had shops. He had the barbershop, and he also had a clothing store, which was called Halftime. So, you know, you used to always see them. That was before he did the What's Love with Ashanti and everything. You know, he had those stores, and you could just run into them. It wasn't a big deal. But I was small, though. You know, I ain't have no skills then. Otherwise, I would have freestyled for them right there or something. But I was small. But it was just cool to be around that vibe. And it just inspires you. If you're seeing these people, you know, if it's something you want to do, you just got to try to achieve it. Even being in the house when I was young, we used to just imitate a lot of comics, a lot of people, and just make jokes. Like the normal family do. You see a movie, you try to emulate it. Make fun
right,
of it, like
my family did. My family still do the same thing till this day. They all over here cracking jokes now because we're sitting here on the air and things like that. This is their first time, you know, seeing me really actually in person doing it. So, you know, the kids, they grown, they loving it. They like, who is that?
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like the Wayans brothers, how they make fun of people.
Uh-huh.
It's just like that. That's how my family was. We always just try to make fun of people as jokes, though. So that's sort of just...
You also, you said you put a mixtape together or what have you soon, or you already did that?
Nah, the mixtape is out. That's on Bandcamp. That mixtape is out. You could go to, let me see. You could go to KTVcamp.com. They got Lil SNS with Meek Mills. They got Blitz with Jim Jones. They got Too Easy with French Montana. They got Nino Man with Jadakiss. Shout out to Future Troubles too. He's a great star as well from upstate.
Right.
Shout out to Cypher Junkies from upstate, C Nature. It got Low Body. He got a song on there. It got different people, though. It got Dave Tolliver on there, Ohio. I see y'all, too. You know, I support Ohio. So it's not just, it's different types of music. You're not going to just hear, you know, straight gangster music or this, that. It got gangster music. It got pop music. It has R&B. It has that mellow, calm music. It gives you a variety. I got people on there from Chicago. I got people on there from Florida. It's just people from Texas. So I try to put a different sound because I like to hear creativity. I like to hear different sound. To be honest, I don't like to just, even though I'm from New York City, like I want to expand my mind. I want to hear different sounds. It's about creativity. And when you're from a different zone,
absolutely,
it's different stuff.
You know, right here, you know, with different sounds, of course, y'all already know, I'm going to give it a 100 for my man Dave Tolliver of Men at Large, but this is Dave doing his own thing right here, and his single is called Home. You guys also keep Dave Tolliver up in your prayers as he recovers from surgery. You know, he's doing his thing right now, but he needs everybody, you know, to keep him up in prayers as he recovers, and we thank you so very much for, you know, adding Dave to this CD, and here we go with Home.
You already know why. I mean, it's more than that, but you know why, though. Yeah, I ain't even gotta say no more. I know I'm on my way, though. Get ready.
Early in the morning when I'm standing at attention, I'm missing your attention and the smell of your loving. So perfected, it's leaving me with no question that this is where I want to be. To put it in perspective, I've given up the quest now.
I can't wait to come
talking about this place.
back in the studio, Sickens Entertainment Studios, the Money Show is in Niagara Falls right now. And we have someone who wants to ask a special question to you.
Yes.
What makes you fabulous?
Oh, man, makes me fabulous? Having confidence. That's what makes me fabulous.
He said what makes him fabulous is having confidence. This is my grandbaby. Her name is Jashaya. She just had to say something to you.
Nice to meet you.
On Friday from
congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Hey, Money Show.
Ah.
That's the baby. Yes, she's getting it. And, of course, that was Dave Tolliver of Men at Large. Again, I can't stress it enough. People,
yes.
You know, he had surgery and went a little south, but, you know, he's back, and he's trying to recover right now. So, please, 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 when you're on Twitter, when you're on Facebook, give Dave some encouraging words, you know. Just let him see that, you know, you have – we got some callers, you know, that may want to interact with you from 347-939. Hello, caller. Who's this?
This is Kenny from the Bronx.
Kenny, what up?
Man, mad love, man.
Good looks for calling in. I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. You the best, boy.
I didn't think you was going to call in. I thought you was going to go get a Ciroc. I thought you was going to start clubbing already, which you really called in.
I'll be laughing, man.
We thank you for calling on the A Money Show as well. Is there anything fabulous that you would like to share with us that he hasn't already?
What happened?
I said I was asking him, is there anything fabulous about you that he could share with us that you haven't shared with us already up there?
Oh. Kenny,
he's a real good dude. He got his head on his shoulders, and he's going to go real far, man. My blessings are sent out to him and his family, and he's going to go far.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that, definitely.
We have
forward.
Another caller. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Shout out to the box.
Yes, sir, Bronx.
Of course, the Bronx boogie down. Okay, we have another caller in queue from NYC, 347-891. What's up, caller?
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Who's online?
I'm good. Hi, A-Money. Hi, everybody.
Hey,
good
what's
night.
Up?
Very much.
Oh, this is my number one fan. This is Ms. Styles. You all, she's in New York as well. She's been in Special Olympics. She produces music, sing, all of that. Give her some love. You know, she's a lot.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Where are you from in New York?
I'm in Queens.
Queens, that's what it is. What part of Queens are you from?
Springfield.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's going from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Queens in the building?
Yep. Stand up.
Queens, shout out to
Queens. Queens in the building. I love her. I really do. You know what? I want you to hear her song. You know, I love Ketchum Street, Day, Kush Talk, the Kush Talk app. Y'all already know it's going down with my girl, Miss South, all the time, and her song Over. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this.
Yes.
But I gotta tell you how I've been feeling lately since you left me. It feels like I have no emotion. I'm all out of work. I feel so torn. My heart is gone.
already know it's going down right here on the A Money Show. And I love everybody who called in to support our show. Please support Kwame on KCB as well and everything that he do right here on the A Money Show as well. Follow him on Facebook. He will give you all his information as far as Twitter, anything like that. But do know your girl A Money loves you and will thank you for coming out and supporting the show. Are you there?
Yes, yes.
And we had to, like I said again, I'm trying to get your music played. But,
yes, I sent you it via email.
Yeah, he sent me a lot of music. Just for all of you out there are wondering what's up with the music. Again, I have traveled to Niagara Falls, and I'm not in Ohio. For some reason, we're not getting a good reception, and it's kicking a lot of people as well off the phone. Just to let you know that the call log is just like blowing up for you, but they're getting also kicked off. So, again, we apologize for that. I have the music, and if it allows me, I will in turn try to play that sometime tonight or, you know, as always, you can call even at any time, but I will be playing that on the A Money Show.
Yes.
You know, and I just want to ask you a question as well. Like, you know, where do you see your life, like, in 5 to 10 years from now? What do you see yourself doing?
Okay.
What do you want to accomplish?
I want to be on a blockbuster film, to be honest with you, to be all the way honest. Something that's going to have some big movie in the theaters. And then after that, I definitely want to be producing movies, directing it, writing it. You know, so little by little, but 5 years, I got to at least be in a huge movie. We're talking huge, like Will Smith huge. You know, we optimistic over here, so we like to think huge. Will Smith huge, something like that. But, you know, I always was reading stuff from David Geffen. He's considered, if not one of the richest in Hollywood. So I like David Geffen. I like Steven Spielberg. I like Denzel, Will Smith, Adam Sandler. I really like even Adam Sandler's movies because he have a variety of movies. So I look at these people, you know, and I get inspired. So I would really, you know, even Tyler Perry, you know, I would really just.
I love Tyler Perry too.
Yes, even Tyler Perry, you know. So, I mean, I did the interview recently with Rodney Perry, which is in Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family, and the Monique Show, and that interview is going to drop, I would say, next Wednesday it should drop, so y'all definitely got to add me on a Facebook and everything, and that's a great interview, because it's going to hit a lot of topics that, I mean, even his history from being with a lot of comics, from Steve Harvey, from Cedric the Entertainer, him playing in the movie, and it's something you're going to learn a lot. You're going to laugh because he's hilarious, but you're going to learn a lot, and that's why I like to put in my interviews, something where you can laugh, you can feel comfortable, but you got to run away with something, you know, something you got to learn from. So you definitely got to see that interview because it's very controversial, but you're going to love it. You're definitely going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to learn a lot.
So, I mean, who would you see yourself in a major film with co-hosting alongside of you?
A major film?
Yes.
Man, I mean, I even be crossing over. I even like Jennifer Aniston films. So you could see me in something like that or something with Adam Sandler, like I said. You know, I like different types of films. I like a lot of romantic films and comedy films.
Okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I like those type of films. So you can catch me even one of those actors or actresses. Let me see. Man, I think Ice Cube got good films as well.
Yes, he does.
There's a lot of people that got good films that's different. I just like different type of films. That's why I said Adam Sandler, because his film is different. It's not something where you could think too much, but you can learn stuff a lot from it. And everybody can adjust to it.
So, let us know some of your fondest moments, you know, with any entertainer that you have been exposed to or even now.
I'll definitely even say he was from the reality show I Love New York. And a lot of people will say he's crazy because he had crazy on the show because his idol that he really liked was Tom Green, so you could see where his comedy comes from. But when the cameras is off, he told me a lot of information. He always said, like, out of sight, out of mind. So you got to be consistent and persistent in what you're doing, because if you're not, people forget about you. And just definitely work hard. Don't look for a handout. You know, it was a lot of information he was telling me. Even I talked to a lot of other people. Shout out to Al Thompson, too. He's from the movie Love Don't Cost a Thing. I was just talking to him. And I had went to his film festival not too long ago. And I didn't put that out, but he gave me a lot of information as far as, like, he was one person that he liked to see what you're doing. He you know, he noticed what you're doing, but he liked to see, you know, you're not going to just come ask him for a favor, this, that. He liked to see you ready. He always saying you got to be prepared. Like, if you don't even have a business card, you're not serious in what you're doing. So you got to have all of that ready. Like, some people don't even have a business card. Some people are just talking. You know, you have to be always prepared. You want these big roles. You want to be in films and everything, but you don't have a business card. You don't have something going. You know, you don't have to have a huge camera, even a small camera. You know, start off small, but at least show that you can do something. You know, you just got to be self-motivated. Don't let somebody try to always motivate you. I definitely have to say Rodney Perry, like I said, that's going to come out Wednesday. There's a lot of information he said as far as there's a lot of limitations, I would say, even on black films, because people always criticize, and even white films as well. But black films, a lot of time they criticize because of the type of films people make. And it's like, you just got to be yourself at the end of the day. We need, you know, just be able to be free with what you're trying to do. Don't worry about what somebody is thinking of you. And he just gave a lot of information. Even it's talks on there as far as even the gays. See, I don't want to give out too much, but it's so much controversial stuff on there. There's so much stuff you're going to run with. And just even after that, just seeing him doing his comedy, it was a great day. It was amazing. I mean, seeing other stars. You know, Erica from I Love Hip Hop, she was very nice, too. You know, even off the scenes at her model shoot, I was at her model shoot, and she wasn't like acting conceited or nothing. She was just acting regular. She was just telling me all the stories.
Down to earth.
Yeah, down to earth. That's what you like. That's what I like seeing. You know, it'd be some people that be big headed. You know, you see them, they, you know, they got their Aston Martin and everything, but it'd be some regular down to earth people. So, you know, I had some good times. I got more stuff coming too. You know, I got the comedy skit I'm about to put out. I'm going to be talking about Will Smith and his little incident with the reporter. I'm going to be talking about Nicki Minaj with Nas. It's going to be a great comedy thing. It's going to be real funny. I got a short film I'm about to come out with soon. It's going to be a romantic comedy. It's a parody, but I'm not going to tell y'all the movie. It's a classic movie, but everybody's going to like it. I think this movie is just classic. I just had to do it. That's going to come out in July. I got a play I'm going to be in, you know, the play. Oh, yeah. It's called The Michaels is Out of Control. That's going to be in New York. If you're in New York, if you're going to be around there July 21st or July 22nd, you need to come there. You need to go to the Roy Arias Theater. That's going to be by 42nd Street. It's going to be a great play. The Michaels is Out of Control. It's a dysfunctional family. And basically, it tells you, it's like a dysfunctional family that basically could overcome bad stuff that goes on. And there's a lot of craziness that goes on there. But it shows you how a family is strong. And I play double roles. I play Keith and Brian. And as Keith, I'm playing as one of the young ladies in there. I'm her boyfriend, so I'm playing like a young character. And I got a little beef with a guy named AJ. You're going to see a lot of altercations in there. But you're going to run away with something. It's comedy. It's a comedy play. It's drama. Let's see. It's going to be singing in there. I mean, so much. Even dancing. It's just a great play. I mean, I think, hey, Tyler Perry might even have to step it up. After, you know, if y'all come see this play, Tyler Perry might even have to step it up. I mean, it's just a great play. Hey, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry, if you could give me a gig too, there's no beef with Tyler Perry, but It's a great play for real. Shout out to
Right, no beef, but I'm
saying, no beef.
Telling everybody this is how hard you coming.
This is it was a good play. Shout out to Teresa. She gave me the opportunity. Teresa, she's the producer of the play, the director. She wrote it. She did everything. And she gave me an opportunity to even put me in a play, and that was a great thing because I was starting off with just one role. Now I'm doing two roles, and she always gives me tips. We talk every now and then, even off the play. She's just a down-to-earth woman. She knows so much about the business, and to be so humble and give a guy like me a chance, I'm honored, and I'm just happy to be a part of the play. The castmates is great. Tell her, Shade, I was on the phone earlier. She's a castmate. She did an amazing job. She plays as Lauren. So, you know, I mean, it's a great play, to be honest. And if y'all need some tickets, you could contact you can contact me at ktelevision1@yahoo.com. You can add me on Facebook, Kwame Asare 5, KWAMEASARE 5. You got bees.butterflies.75@gmail.com. You can contact even Teresa. On Twitter, you can follow me, KTelevision1, the number one, Kwame Asare 5, YouTube, KTelevision1. And you got to get them tickets. You got to come out. I'm telling you, it's a really good play. I'm not just saying it because I'm in it. Like, but it's a really good play. I think everybody could relate to it because you know how it is. It's just people not getting along. They dysfunctional. They go through stuff. But there's always the grandmother and the grandfather that always picks everybody up. You know, brothers and sisters not getting along. But it's just amazing. It's an amazing play. People of all ages are there. People of all races was there. And it's going to be a great play, I'm telling you. Y'all need to come out there. If you're in New York City, you're there in the summertime. You know, you're going to be there around July 21st, July 22nd. Please come out.
Right.
Please show support.
And we love, you know, the callers who are in queue. I mean, if there's anybody that's in queue right now who would, you know, like to ask any questions, show some love, the call lines are open. I'll start with caller 347-939.
Hello?
Yes, 347-939.
Do you
want to show any love and support today?
Hey,
call
what? Who's this?
Hello? Hey, Money Show.
Hey, Capo, this is Big, man.
Oh, Biggs, what's up, brother?
Hi, what's up, bro?
I ain't nothing, man. Good looks on calling out, brother. I appreciate
that. I told you I was going to call, man. I was supposed to call earlier, but I was playing ball, man. But
yeah,
you
playing ball. What happened? You playing ball. You don't got time for me. Nah, I'm playing with you.
Hey, you see, I had to end the game. I had to end the game to call in.
That's what you had. Hey, yo, I'm still mad. We're going on top, and I'm still mad Lakers lost, man.
Huh?
I'm still mad Lakers lost.
You still mad with what?
Lakers.
Oh, the Lakers is whack. I told you they were going to lose, bro.
Nah, you crazy, man. We definitely going to talk, man. That's my brother right there. That's Biggs. He's real cool. He's like a brother to me. Shout out to Biggs for calling. Shout out to Kenny for calling. Shout out to Telashay for calling. Shout out to Low Body for calling. There's so many people. Even a lot of people was texting me. They trying to call in.
Yes,
you know, they're going
crazy. Like I said, as they see, they're trying to call in, and it's probably, you know, not letting them in or whatever. It's just blog talk technicalities. You know, forgive me for that. And, you know, I'm apologize on their behalf. But A Money on top of her game, of course. But we have another caller, 914-751. If you would like to express some love, shout out, Twitter, or what have you.
Yes.
All right, man. I'm about to get off of here, man.
All right, definitely, bro. I'm going to touch you.
All right, hit me up.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. We have another caller in queue, 845-232. What's up?
Who's this?
Callers, if you're calling in and you would like to speak, just push number one. I can see you in queue. A lot of you are in queue, but you haven't pushed the number one. So if you want to speak, you know, just whatever, push that one and you're gone. Bye. I thank you so much for coming in on the A Money Show. And forgive me for not being able to practice your music, but tune in again because, you know, I will play it. I will promote it on my A Money page, Twitter, Facebook, the A Money Show page, the radio page, what have you. Wherever I'm at, I'm going to promote that because I do apologize for the technicality.
also, you know, I like to show some love out to Ketchum Street, of course, in Jersey. I would like to play some of his music, and it's going down just like this. You guys let me know what you think about this. He's an indie artist. That was Ketchum Streets, everybody, out of New Jersey. He puts it down. You know, I'm one of his number one supporters, the coach, everybody over there. Again, I'd like to show some love to Team Mansion. Please go get the CD. Yep, Team Mansion. Keith Plizark, you know, everybody, 12-time multi-platinum producer. Go to www.kushtalk.me. You know, find him at Twitter, at Plizark, C-L-I-Z-A-R-K. Find the A Money at the A Money Show all day, every day. So, I mean, give out your Twitter, whatever information you want people to follow you on before we go off air, you know, so that you have live support as well.
Yes, yes. Definitely my Facebook. You can add me on Facebook. Just put Kwame, K-W-A-M-E-A-S-A-R-E, 5, like the number 5, Twitter. at K Television 1, KTELEVISION 1, the number 1, and Kwame Asari 5 as well. YouTube, the K Television 1. Again, go and listen to that mixtape. It's real hot, telling you. KTV-TeamStars.bandcamp.com, and you will definitely see that mixtape. It just dropped. It's extremely hot. Shout out to Smooth Groove too. Shout out to my boy Juan. He in Japan. Shout out to Randy. Shout out to Davey. Shout out to Kevin. I mean, shout out to a lot of people. Everybody that called in again. Shout out to y'all. Yeah. I really appreciate that. I got the interview with Rodney Perry. That's coming out next week, Wednesday. So please add me so y'all can stay tuned. I got the skit coming out Sunday, the comedy skit that I told y'all. We talking about Will Smith. We talking about Nicki Minaj and Nas. We talking about a lot of things. Y'all going to laugh. What else? I got the short film, though, romantic comedy, classic priority. That's coming out next month, July. You got the play going on, the play I told y'all about. The Michaels is out of control. You know, definitely come out to New York City and see that. You know, if you need them tickets, I gave you my information. Contact me because they're going out for real. Like, it's really a hot play. I mean, there's so much going on, so much. I always appreciate Aisha, the A-Money Show. You know I always be tuning in.
Thank you.
Definitely shout out to Clark. You know, I was listening to him last time. He gave a lot of information, a lot of positive information. He's a real down-to-earth dude. He's well-respected on that. And I'm just thankful to even you giving me the opportunity to be on the show. Shout out to the Ohio. And, you know, Dave Tollefer, he's in my prayers as well. You know, he's on the CD, but he's definitely in my prayers. For him even being humble to even work with me and deal with me, you know, that's a blessing, man. I wish I could even go out to Ohio and see what y'all got going on out there, man, because I'm all the way in New York, you know. I know you're supposed to be coming to New York soon, so I know how you be throwing them parties. I be seeing the trailers, man. I really want to see what's going on out there, man. Oh,
I'm a traveler, so I'm in Niagara Falls, New York. They putting it down here. Friday is going down where the guy is going to be walking across the falls, you know, just on a tight rope with a pole or what have you. You know, nothing holding, no ropes, no nothing. It's going down here in Niagara Falls.
Man, shout out, even forgot. Man, I even forgot. Shout out to Future Troubles, dude, too. That's like my brother, Future Troubles. He be holding me down. He did the mixtape cover that's for that CD I told y'all to listen to, free download. He did the mixtape cover. He got a mixtape out, too. You put Future Troubles, F-U-T-R-E, Troubles, T-R-O-U-B-L-E-Z. You put that on YouTube. You can see his music. The kid, he got talent. You know, he really looks out for me. He's a good dude. Shout out to Cypher Junkies again, C Nature. I mean, shout out to everybody that's really been looking out, man. And when you come down here, too, you got to talk to me. You got to talk to me. You got to holler. Don't go Hollywood on me. You talk to me on the radio, and you come down there, you ain't going to give me a call.
I'm coming here to get a big hug from you personally. You already know.
Yes, please, please, please give me a call. And
you
we definitely going, you know.
I have mad love for you. You already know how we do this all night, every day. Promoting, up kicking it, joking, or what have you. So there's no way that we will not meet in person.
Oh,
you know,
man,
I'm
please.
I'm honored to just be in your presence. So it's
I think that's too much. I don't know how I'm gonna absorb that. You know, it's just, you know, how we talk, even meeting you the first time and we spoke, and it was a lot of you being real calm and telling me a lot of stuff and introducing me to even people, and you being so humble and you doing what you do, even knowing Dave Tolliver to even talk to me so regular. So. I'm real honored about that. See, you don't even know what you're doing, you see? So you did a lot for me, and I'm glad to have you as a friend. We speaking, you know, I'm on here. You give me the opportunity to be on the show.
I'm so happy to have you as a friend.
I'm
so happy to have you as a friend. Like, my New York piece, like, give it up to Money Making, the TNT, KTV. Y'all already know. I mean, y'all show me so much love. Mad Music, the arsenal out there in New York, like NYC. If you guys that are listening on my show right now, the A-Money Show, if you're not getting down with anybody up there in the NYC, especially this team right now, you ain't doing shit. And you heard that from the A-Money Show. I can say that. It's my show. It goes down in New York. You know what I'm saying? The people show you love. You know what I'm saying? They just don't take no shit. So when y'all come that way and y'all don't know how to deal with them or whatever, kick rock, you know what I'm saying? Because they all about business. They all about making it happen. They going to show you love or what have you. But when it comes to that BS, they telling you all, you already know. Just look in their eyes. I'm coming to get my love. So we got a caller. We got some callers in queue. Blog Talk is letting me see some people. 347-993. What's up, caller?
Hello?
Can you all hear us out there?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? We got two callers in queue for you. 914 air call 347. What's up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? I'm sorry. I have a bad connection. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. My name is Veronica. I'm calling for Kwame. I heard he was going to be on your show.
What's up? What's up? What's happening?
Hey, nothing. I've been watching your stuff on YouTube. Pretty good.
Oh,
pretty
man.
Funny, too.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Please stay tuned. I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff coming. You just got to stay tuned, from short films to documentaries to comedy skits to plays, the mixtapes. It's too many stuff, but, you know, we working. I'm
definitely
really thankful. I'm really thankful that you're watching. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I see how you're growing, too. I started watching from the beginning, so, you know, I like to see young black men doing good. So
yeah,
I'm proud of you. Keep doing your thing, most definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm your number one fan.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
fun,
love.
No doubt.
You just tried to take my spot.
Wow.
Yeah, I was hearing Aisha, so let me jump in this one. Yeah, so much love in the room. That's beautiful.
Okay.
So when you going to go on KTV, Aisha? Hi.
Miami, baby. What you saying?
No, so when you going to get on KTV interview?
Oh, my goodness. You better ask him. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting on him. I'm
wow.
I'm ready.
That's cool. That's cool. You're all the
you
way in Ohio.
Let me stay ready. This is my thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting ready. I stay
She's from
ready.
Ohio.
I do this.
Excellent. I love this. This is beautiful.
She's from Ohio.
Well, thank you. You
well,
are too,
thanks
mama.
For, yeah, thank you, you guys. I'm leaving now because I'm driving. But take care and good luck to you, Kwame.
Thank you so much. Yes, definitely stay tuned. And get home safe, too.
Thank you, thank you. Let me hang up before I get a ticket.
All right,
thank you.
On the Ed Money Show, if you're talking and driving, please be safe. Put your Bluetooth on. We don't want anything to happen to you. But we love you for calling in. And I thank the callers for being patient. Very patient with the A Money Show right here today with Kwame. Y'all already know it's going down. There's so much love for this young man right now. So with that being said, y'all already know he's doing big things. He's putting it out there. He's showing you. He's funny as hell, might I say. He got the sexy going on, the little chocolate sexy swag. You already know. That's why the car's blowing up. They're like, oh, this is my opportunity, you know. I'm going to put it out there. It's just a reality show. We don't do that. I'm going to cut this out. No, I'm telling y'all the truth.
Definitely. Shout out to overseas too, because they be tuned in. A lot of them probably couldn't even call, maybe calling cards and stuff like that. India, you know, in Japan out there, you know, they were showing a lot of love. I seen on the Facebook. So definitely, man, India, Japan, Germany, they show a lot of love international. That's a good look. But they be real honest. You know, they tell you how, if you need to even improve on something, they'll tell you, they'll be blunt about it. You know, they show a lot of love. They real. Even in the States, too. Y'all real, too. You know what I mean? But there's international people, too. They show a lot of love. So I ain't want to just, you know, put them in the corner. They be showing me a lot of love.
Of course not. We would never do that.
Yeah.
You know, I am still so humbled to have you on my show, finally.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and you know, I thank you so very much, you know, for doing what you're doing with Dave. You know, that song, listen, people, the song home is hot. I mean, he's talking about, you know, if you ain't touching somebody, you're going to be touching somebody, slapping your mama is so good. So, Dave Tauber puts it down. We got a caller in Q5, 815. How you doing?
Hello?
515-815, you on the A-Money Show.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, how are you?
This is Jenny.
This is who?
This Bangs calling to say hi to everybody on the show.
Hey, what's up, Bangs? You call me, you already know. This is Shani.
Yes, yes, Bangs. How you doing?
She gave me with that number, yo. Yo,
that's
you are wrong.
Right,
finally, Chantel with Kwame, all the way up in NYC, KTV. Show him some love. Can you hear us, Bangs? No, I can't hear y'all. I know, that's what I said. You know, for all the callers who, you know, getting bad connections or whatever, you know what I'm saying? We putting it down right here with Kwame. It's going down. He got so much love, and all the callers can't even get in. I mean, they bouncing them out left to right. This is real talk. You know, we sitting up here looking at the call log. It's full. So y'all already know that means that the A-Money show must be elevated, okay? I'm going to that $5,000 a day spot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it.
Word, I hear that.
International, worldwide, you know, come on, ride with me. You know, we got the man right here on the A-Money show putting it down, funny, sexy, all of that in the NYC. Mm. I thank you. I thank you so very much. Really, I do, for calling in.
No, I appreciate it.
Your support is so consistent. It's like, oh, wow, he's always showing support. You know what I'm saying? And even when I get so busy, I got to cut everybody off and jump in and show you love.
I know. I already know you'd be busy. I already know. But I already know we're going to connect, you know, when it's time. So that's why I'll be patient.
Yes.
I know you're a very nice person. You're very humble and you like helping
you.
A lot of people.
And
so
you're
going to go far like that when you help people. You know, people going to help you back. That's just how it works, you know. You can't be too selfish.
Yeah.
And you're a very nice person. I see you got a clean heart, so that's very good, you know.
Well,
so
I even
take certain stuff and learn from you. You know?
I feel the same way about you and more. You know, the A-Money show is your house just as well as everybody else who supports the A-Money show. You know, guys, be with us on Friday as, of course, Deshaya graduates from kindergarten. And the A Pickham's Entertainment presenting the A Money Show. We're going to be out there with the T-shirts on and everything. Bring your kindergartners over, free food for them. A Money doing it big. You know, I'm traveling, so, you know, I got to keep it positive, and I want to show love to the baby. So hopefully, you know, we get some positive speakers out here to give their time to the kids as well, not just A Money. We want to see the community jump in and support as well. We got some callers in queue. Is this 914-751?
Yes. Hello?
Is that our driver? You still on?
Yeah, I think the driver's still on. How y'all doing?
How are
you? How you doing? I'm calling from YO. Just want to give a shout out to KTV.
Yonkers, what up?
What's up? How you doing, Kwame?
Ain't nothing. I'm maintaining, you know, just grinding out here. Gotta grind, can't complain. Gotta do it yourself.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm your fan. You know, I've been following you on YouTube. On your, you know, I really like all your work, and I just want
to
say I'm proud of you and all your hard work.
Thank you so much.
When you coming up with any more, like, shows like that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the interview with Rodney Perry from Tyler Perry's Madea's Big Happy Family. That's going to come out next Wednesday. I got a skit, comedy skit, that's coming out this Friday. We got the play that's in July. If you can make it in July to the play, I see you in YO, so that's not far from Manhattan.
Okay.
You know, if you could come out, I really appreciate that. That's a great play. It's called Michael's Out of Control. I'm in that as well. That's in July 21st and July 22nd. It's just a lot of things going on, The mixtape, if you listen to great music, check out the mixtape. You know, the mixtape is out now. That just came out. You know, you go to ktv-teamstars.bandcamp.com. Check that out. Got a lot of great artists on there. Different type of music. They even got R&B. They got hip-hop. You know, we don't got the reggaeton, the Spanish on there. I'm about to switch and throw a reggaeton on that.
Yeah, we need a little
time.
We need a little of that, too.
We're going to have that next time.
All right. Good luck with all your hard work and... I'll be following you on YouTube.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Make sure you tune back into the A-Money Show. Don't let this be your last time. Show your girl some love every Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. sharp, 347-633-9074. I'll be waiting on y'all to call in.
That sounds good. All right. Nice talking to y'all.
Thank you
nice
so much.
Nice talking to you.
All
right. She was talking about Evelyn. She said 347 is still
on. Yeah, so, you know, like, we got a lot of people on. Bangs, he's a called in. You know, we got a show, Bangs. Much love. She was out in Ohio. You know,
shout out to Bangs.
Number one bad girl. You know what I'm saying? Representing not across New York all day. You know what I'm saying? You know, she puts it down like that on the modeling tips. So y'all follow Bangs as well. You can find her on my page at I Used to Take Girl Simmons as well as the A Money Show. Book Bangs. Book Bangs. You know, that's what it do. Hello?
I'm going to give a shout out to my niece, Deshaya, getting ready to graduate Friday. And to my family.
Shout out.
That's Bang. And I don't know what's going on, really. But, you know, Blog Talk has been having a lot of issues. You know, I'm sure many other hosts have been having these issues. But like I said, this is the A Money Show, and I stay ready for it. So if it kicks you off, you can always call back in. If you can't get us today, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Western Time, 347-633-9074. Of course, that's going to be coming up soon. It's at the Music Industry Professionals. On the panel will be Mr. 12-time multi-platinum producer Keith Klizar, as well as platinum artist Dave Tolliver, and many more. So, you know, tune in to that on the A Money Show. And everybody who wants to be featured in the A Money magazine that's coming up, it's going to be Thickums Entertainment Presents the A Money Show Limited Edition. This is first one. It's going to be one of a kind. You need to hit me up at 716-940-2102. Find out how you can get your slots in now. Full page, quarter page, what have you. Everybody hit me up. I'm telling you, it's going down. You're going to want to be in this magazine. This magazine is going to be featured as well in Texas, Atlanta, Virginia, Ohio, NYC, of course. You know, it's going to be featured in a couple other states. We haven't determined that yet, but please, please, please stay tuned for that. You know, Kwame, you got to get your slot.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I definitely do.
Yes.
Definitely need that.
Big to DJ Rod Supreme, too. Don't let me forget about him. He hasn't been able to call in today, but big ups to my brother, DJ Rod Supreme, and since up there in NYC, as you see, NYC, Mad Mad Love. I'm telling y'all, also Mad Music, The Arsenal, my God, they up there in New York. I'm sure y'all already know them. They called the show. They was doing a video. They show A Money a lot of love, and I give it right back to everybody who called in. My guests, you know, I love you all. And you know what? I'm thinking you should call in and just take over the show once a week or whatever and host this show.
Huh?
I said I'm thinking you should just call in once a week or what have you and just take over the A Money Show and host the show.
Oh, that sounds good, man. We definitely got to talk.
Right. The door is open. So y'all got that live. The door is open. I want him to do it. So if he can fit in his schedule, as y'all already see, he is busy.
Definitely.
Did that freeze you up?
You doing
okay,
big things.
Why you say that?
Nah, you doing big things, so I'm trying to get like you.
I'm trying to be on side of you. I'm trying to share this with you. So we need to be doing these big things together. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to grow with you.
I hear you. That sounds like something major.
Yeah, give it up to Money Making. Money Making, of course, In the Mix Radio. Love Money Making at TNT. Grustle Hard Radio. Even though this is an A Money Show, I'm not a hater, people. I support all my people. You know, I get in, even when I'm on my show, I'm on their show, you know, showing love and support. That's just what I do. You don't have to be me, you know, because you can't, but that's what I do. You know, that's what I do. So I show love, you know. I had some inboxes like, you the A-Money show, you know, you're going to lower your ratings. Why you giving it up for In The Mix? Why you talking about Russell Hart? They're my people. Russell Hart, In The Mix Radio. Y'all, shut the fuck up. Right here from A-Money. You know, you heard that. I say that on the radio, but y'all know I said that to y'all as well on the phone. So, you know, I hold back nothing. So, you know, we're getting it in right here on the A-Money show. I'm going to play a little music before we go off the air. If you don't mind, is there anything else that you would like to share with your girl A-Money? Because I don't want to let you go, but I don't want to get you kicked out. I see the screen is going black.
So please,
give it up right now, whatever you want to say.
Oh, man, definitely, again, like I said, follow me on the Facebook, add me, Kwame Asari5, YouTube, KTelevision1, Twitter, KTelevision1, and Kwame Asari5. Look out for the skit this Sunday, comedy skit. Next week, Wednesday, Rodney Perry interview. The play again, The Mic Was Out of Control, July 21st through July 22nd. So definitely contact me for tickets. It's going to be sold out real soon. So many things. Documentary coming out, short film next month. So definitely stay tuned. I appreciate all the love. Shout out to A Money. Shout out to everybody that showed me love, that called in. Shout out to Ohio, you know, New York, international, everybody that showed love, that called in. A lot of y'all, appreciate the love, and thank you for giving me this opportunity. God bless.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity right here on the A Money Show. I love you. I mean, we're going to get back on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. I know we're going to be talking.
Yes.
I know you're busy. Keep me up to date on every project that you have, please, because you know I follow you, promote it, or what have you. That's what I do. Go hard on the promoting thing. So if y'all need somebody to end the promotions or media relations, it's your girl, A-Money. And don't forget, we're giving that distribution deal same as the major. So if y'all putting it down, y'all got some type of infrastructure, please hit your girl up at 716-940-2102. I'm telling you now, things can change. Your life can change. I will put you on a three-way. If you're happy, you're in love with your craft, with Mr. Keith Klizark himself, 12-time multi-platinum producer. Y'all, if y'all playing, don't even pick up the phone and call me, because once I talk to you, if it ain't going down like that, we do not take the next step forward. You know, I'm not going to waste his time with the BS. So call me if you're serious. You know, don't call me trying to figure out how we doing it. Call us and let us know how you want it done.
Definitely. And definitely get that mixtape, like I said, at KTV Team Star Volume 1, Love & Hip Hop Edition. It definitely got Dave Tolliver on. If you was in the show, you was listening to that great song, Home, that classic R&B, you know what I'm saying? Not that watered-down R&B. That's that classic R&B. You know what I'm saying? You want to chill with your girlfriend. If you're a girl, you want to chill with your boyfriend. That's classic. You're chilling at home. You know, you got the wine. You got the great movie. You're chilling in the car. Whatever you're doing, it's classic. So you need to, that's on there. Go get that mixtape. And it got hip-hop on there, too. And it got pop on there. It's a great mixtape. So go get that mixtape, like I said, now. It's free. I know it's a recession. Go download it for free. You got no excuses. You getting that classic.
You know, he said free.
Free for now.
Already know they going crazy right now on that download. It's already going down. You know, anytime you say free, it's going down. So even after the fact, he gave y'all that gift for the free right now. When it start popping off and he want to see some residual income, still support him as well as your girl A-Money do. And I'm going to be watching that. So y'all already know I'm going to call y'all out if y'all not downloading that and putting some type of chips in this bank. Y'all got to see something.
Definitely, man. Shout out to everybody on there. Shout out to everybody. Celebrities on there, everybody. Future Troubles on there. Shout out to every Low Bodies on there. Man, shout out to so many people. Miss Jerry's on there from Chicago. You know, T. Carter from Brooklyn, another female's on there. Gully G. You know, it's just so many people on there, and they really doing their thing. It's a hot mixtape, I'm telling you. It got female, we're not biased. It got females on there, males on there, different states on there, R&B, classic R&B, classic hip-hop. You know, whatever you want to hear, it got that on there. It's just classic, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta, once you're done with this, matter of fact, go hear the mixtape. Once you're done with this, you got to finish the whole interview, though. You can't leave now. Finish the whole interview, let her finish it, and then go get it. Don't go listen to it right now. Listen
right.
to A Money
you
Show
know,
right
now. Talk love, you Kwame. You're still here. I'm still here. Some callers are still here. Even though the screen is black, the love is still going on. You know, it's just the energy and the love of God when it's good people. You know what I'm saying? God don't steer us wrong, and he steps in. He show up and show out. So we still right here on the A Money Show with your girl A Money. Again, I say call in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 347-633-9074. And MC Light, I know you see me, girl. I know you see me tweeting you, girl. I see you see them inboxes. I want to interview you. I love my MC Light. MC Light, stand up. Come see your girl on the A Money Show. You know, if you don't do it, nobody else will. You know what I'm saying? I get it in however I can. You know, thanks Rodney Perry for stopping by, you know, for the interview. Thanks LaVert, too, Dave Tolliver, Chris Art, the whole team matching. Cool. Like I said, I'm matching every day, all day. Y'all see me posting. What you want, baby? You want to say?
Hello?
Wow. This is the kindergarten graduate as well as our little model. She is just our star right here in the family. So she's going to be getting it in, and I guess she's going to host the show one day because she will not stay up off the mic. She will not stay up off the mic. So, I mean, you got to give love to the babies, and it starts from home. On a more serious note, you know, we got to start watching our kids more closely. You know what I'm saying? We losing them young. Rest in peace to one of the kids here in Niagara Falls, Demetrius, who lost his life. You know, please, 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 parents, you keep saying you can't control them or what have you. You can't what?
That's true.
You can't, you know, I'm sorry. Somebody just told me about somebody in intensive care. Is that my niece? Oh, wow. Nene in intensive care? You know, she in intensive care. This is two people back to back. And just let me explain to you, whatever this is going on, whatever they flooding our community with, this shit, stop making a raps about it. Please, stop making a raps about it. Because the kids is dying. These are kids, young kids, 18 years old, 20 years old, some 16, passing away. We just lost a boy, you know, to it. One is in a coma right now. So, you know, lift the kids up. You know, parents, you can. They may be a little unruly, but what did you do in the beginning? That's what I say.
Mm-hmm.
How did you start off with them to get them there? And don't forget and don't leave them there.
That's
you know, it's
true.
A sad situation over here. It really is. It's a real sad situation to lose our kids. You know, no parent wants to bury their child.
A lot of senseless violence going on.
We got to educate them. You know, we have to educate them. You don't want the streets to just take over and educate them. Get it right. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want kids, don't have kids. You know? Just stop. That's what I say. If you don't want kids, don't have kids. You can have a free life. You can do what you do. Get high all day long. Party or whatever you do, work, whatever, but don't have kids and just leave them astray because this is how things happen. And if y'all don't like what I'm saying, if y'all don't like what A-Money's saying, hit me up, 716-940-2102, and we could chop it up, you know what I'm saying, because it's serious. It's real serious out here. It is serious. And trust me, jails do not care. They will lock you up. Lock you up and keep you there. They want you there. You know, they receive their money that way, so they're going to recycle us. They don't care about the old people now going to jail. You know what I'm saying? They snatching up our teenagers. You know, they make the law, you can go to jail at what? You can go to jail at 12 years old, really. if you commit a crime, a heinous crime or what have you, you're going to jail. So, I mean, look at it. And why are they out there committing these crimes? Who's giving them the time and allowing them to be out there by themselves like that to commit the crime? Fall back on the parent again. Fall back on the parent. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care what you say, but it falls back on us.
That's definitely true.
Parents, man. Falls
yeah,
back
and
parents.
The 14-year-old, you know, just got life for killing her, what, parents and sister? Oh, my goodness.
A 14-year-old?
A 14-year-old. A 14-year-old. Come
where
on.
Where was this at?
Did you see the twin?
Where was this at?
Twin in Niagara Falls.
Oh, wow.
And the twins, I don't know where this was, but I saw this on the news. I think I posted to my show page where there were twin girls called the 911 and said their mom was dead, you know, after they done stabbed her up.
Wow.
And a guy, he done killed his wife in front of the kids. And the kids is pleading after they called, my daddy killed my mommy. He's laying outside in the yard. Please don't shoot him when you get here. You know, they begging for his life after they done saw him kill the mom. What?
That's
what's
crazy.
Going on?
That's
and I
crazy.
Think that was due to some child support or something. What?
What?
It's yes,
getting crazy
you
out
know,
here.
Don't quote me. I'm going to really go back and talk about that because that really touched my heart. I had to, you know, say something about it at the end of the show because, you know, of course, we have to let you get your shine, boo, because you just a bright star out there in
man.
New York and you going many, many places. You know, you have my blessings, comfort, and ease all the time. You know, I lift you up. So keep doing what you're doing, and I'm riding right there with you. I'm supporting you all the way.
I appreciate the love. Appreciate that. Much love.
Yeah, I appreciate you. So as we leave the A Money Show, I'm going to play some music to take us out the door because you know this your girl, A Money, for show. And
yes.
I thank you with the remix right here on the A Money Show. Thank you.
Ow.
Thank you, Kwame. I love you. From
thank
the A Money Show, from the bottom of my heart, from Niagara Falls to Ohio. I will be in New York City to see you, hug you, and surely I will be pleased to have you on the NYC A Money Show once again. Your CD.
Thank
Lucas.
You so much.
I said it. I know I have been stupid. Never admitted guilt. My pride wouldn't let me do it. And that love is still a lie until I made you prove it. And I can always build a fly when I ain't scared to lose it. I dreamed about your type and prayed for it. You ever felt the love you never felt before? Gotta pray for it. My love was genuine for you and never tried to hurt you. But the type of dude that I was, I knew I didn't deserve you. I'll leave a final kiss. Don't forget about me. I want to see you happy. You better offer it out. Yes, I thank all you callers. I had to play that song because it's one of my favorites. And I do thank you, Kwame, for showing all the love and the support to your girl, A Money. And this is the A Money Show. I can't say that enough. I'm going to keep saying it to my last breath till I can't do this. It's just a test, y'all already know. I don't care about y'all, what y'all say about me. I'm going to keep doing this. Just lay just your words upon my chest. God got me. And fuck the rest.
Got me feeling like Mark Wood left. Got me feeling like Russell or Kamal F. Got me writing in the best black hooded down. Called Jan Wonder, told him let me put it down.
until the first day go of the morning. Wow. Kwame, you still there?
It's going down on the 8 Money Show. What's up, boo? All my callers and fans and supporters. And number one hater, congratulations to calling in today on the chat line, call in, internet, the blog call, however you get in, where you sit in. I thank you, no matter who you are, for calling the A Money Show. Please tune in every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with your girl, A Money, where, of course, I'm always team mashing Kush Talk in www.kushtalk.me. Dave Tolliver in it. Find him on iTunes that you can download right now. Lift Dave Tolliver up in prayer. Keep him motivated, captivated. Get on Twitter, get on Facebook, wherever you find him, and show him love. Let him know you love him. Not when he's out and doing good, but right now, right now, right now, right now, on the A Money Show. Get it.
Yeah, it's good. Ain't no good, but you feel so good.
A Money said, you ain't no good while you riding through my hood. Get out.
Got to keep you alone. I know you back, but I want you back. She said, make me so sad that I got to leave you alone. Got to leave you alone.
Yo, happy birthday to John up in Niagara Falls. What it do, John? Your family over here said they love you.
Oh,
Y'all already know it's a sad situation over here on the A Money Show. As I'm approaching and walking out the door, I'm going to play a little more just to get y'all up and get it in your system with Blaze Up. Y'all already know how we do this. Team Mashing is Keith Quizar in the building with the Team Mashing. So let's get it and blaze up. Get this in your system.
Crush that cushion, gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cushion, gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Every night and day, I blow my mind away. I blaze it up whenever I get fresh by the corner of the town. I blaze it up, or if I'm in for the take mood, I'll just let me down. I blaze it up.
Hell it, hella strong. I'm a spark, a lungs darker than the resin in the bone. When it's waste that I replace it in the arrogant. People call me chief and I'm not Native American. A Negro we blow on the regular. And higher flight than the satellite on your cellular. Yeah, that's the best route when you're feeling stressed out. Rebuke things, my new things that in X'd out. Cause your blue dream, you should never bring the stress out. A connoisseur, I'm just making sure it checks out. And I ain't smoking with that hobo soul. I pay the fool with change, not the dough that fold. Cause the strain on it was oh so old, he said kush, but it looked Acapulco gold. The purchase of that dirt weed is so on hold, and if you're smoking that, boy, you don't know blow. Now blaze up
every night and day.
Make you smarter what you ought to do. For how you learn to keep it burning like a barbecue. I get a crunk out of blunt or a hot bowl. My daily med cherry red like a hot coal. Got a care to give. I live in elevation. Oh yes, my sedative and is a medication. My city never hurt when work is circulating. You say you got some perp? I think you perpetrating. Cali streets and incredible crews. I'm feeling something slow, nothing mellow was blues. Something hot, rap a lot, one of the freshest of crews. Automatic shuffle songs, Devin a dude. Doobie ashtray, now that's some hot shit. Oh, that get mad play, my nigga got spit. Oh, that's a bad mind, and you cannot sit. I'm on the airline, and it's the cockpit.
Dry,
some nice and wet. Getting high by myself on a private jet. Exposing who? Those of you who haven't tried it yet. And new hunger is one of the few side effects. I used to, but before I put some more in, Coke and Jack in a cup for me to pour in. I want a snack nut and you can stick a fork in. Skittles, Kit Kat, or a fat bag of pork skin. On these buds, you could judge, bring a court in for a respiratory. Surely bring support in. Get him a doctor if you're trying to have a sure win. You ain't a big dog, stay on the course then. Didn't pay a knot, then you might not feel it. Didn't spend the right dough, that ain't the right drove, is it? Cause I got a plug, we just might go visit. And this buzz even greeted in a Geico lizard. Blaze up.
Crush that cushion, gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Crush that cushion, gut that dust, just roll it, light it, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up. Blaze it up, blaze it up, blaze it, blaze it up.
Burning all my troubles away.
Blaze it up, blaze it up, blaze it up, blaze it up, blaze it up.
Feeling good, I'm so high.